Can I ask you, how many children do you have?
Versus
26. He says, I have 26 children with several wives. It's part of our culture. When you have a lot of children, it's also a prestige or something like a wealth.
Kwayu Kwayu is something of a celebrity in this small community of farmers deep in the heart of Ivory Coast. But despite his exalted status, like the other men in this village, he's been sent back to the classroom. The pupils here sit on plastic chairs wearing matching orange T-shirts. They're all heads of local families, and the day starts with a round of applause rather than a school bell.
Before the school of her husband comes to this village, a lot of women were giving birth in the village. Now we have another attitude, another behavior. We bring our ladies and our daughters and wives to the hospital.
Once the economic powerhouse of West Africa, Ivory Coast has been through a decade of division and violence. It now has one of the highest rates of maternal mortality in the world. Every day, as many as 20 women die in childbirth. Kwayu Kwayu is youthful-looking, despite fathering more than two dozen children. But now surrounded by his supersized family, he's trying to persuade his fellow husbands not to follow his example.
He says, in the past, having a lot of children and very near birth every time, every 9 months, made us feel rich, feel wealthy. We now know the importance of family planning, because we realize that if you space the birth, it gives more health to the woman and more health to the baby.
The School for Husbands targets the men who control the family purse strings and encourages them to take their wives to hospital for antenatal checkups and deliveries. There are many tragic stories of women who've died in childbirth because the family couldn't pay for a taxi to the hospital. Kwayo told me in their village, if a woman is pregnant, everyone contributes to the cab fare. The school also promotes a strong family planning message.
Some men worry contraception might make their wives sterile. But when we sit down and explain things to them, it helps. For example, we say a woman is like a mango tree. A tree bears fruits and then it has a resting period.
Adiza Bar is the woman behind the Schools for Husbands. She began with four pilot schools, but by the end of next year, there'll be 52 in villages across the country. As we drive to another class, she tells me how she illustrates to men just how lazy they are.
We show them a picture of family coming home from the fields. The mother has a heavy basket on her head, a baby strapped to her back, and she's holding another one or two children by the hand, while a bit further ahead, a man is sitting on his bicycle, whistling and carrying nothing. When they see the picture, they are all rather astonished.
But getting husbands to do more housework and getting pregnant women into maternity wards is just the tip of the iceberg. For more than a decade, the country and its health service has been ripped apart by a series of crises and civil wars. The last flare-up happened 3 years ago following disputed presidential elections. Hospitals were looted and lost everything, even their ambulances. One hospital director told me staff have been sacked for complaining about the lack of medical equipment. Meanwhile, the Minister of Health, Raymond Goudou, is busy reassuring the press over the Ebola outbreak in neighbouring Liberia. But I managed to ask her about why so many women here die in childbirth.
Effectivement, la Côte d'Ivoire est passée par une crise que vous connaissez.
Well, the Ivory Coast has been through a crisis, and as you know, when there is a war, the first to suffer are the women and the children. Just think of the problems the government is having, just trying to ensure some kind of security, education, sanitation. Perhaps healthcare should have been a top priority, but we have 1,001 priorities.